Refresh, refocus, renew. This is Today.
This is Today for Sunday, October 23, 2011. Bleeding for attention. From 1 Kings 18. They shouted louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed. Blood was flowing. In this contest between the Lord and Baal on Mount Carmel, Elijah had challenged the prophets of Baal with the silence of their God. In response, the prophets of Baal shouted louder and began to cut themselves. This went on hour after hour, but there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. No one responded because Baal was a false god. There is no way to have a relationship with a god that doesn't exist. You get no response, and no changes occur in your life, except that you wander farther and farther from the true God. In today's world, there are still people who cut themselves in order to have someone pay attention. They want to feel something, so they may cut themselves to bleed or hurt themselves in some other way in an effort to find healing. But that never works. There is someone who was cut for us. There is someone who bled for us. There is someone who did respond, answer, and pay attention for our sake. His name is Jesus. Jesus is the prophet of God, the Son of God, who willingly gave of himself, fully and completely. Jesus bled for us. And as a result, our lives need never be the same. Our healing can begin through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.